it's that time. Another edition, if you will, of what's going on out there, Ruth. So, therefore, without further ado, hi, Ruth, what's going on out there?
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, we have some big news. We have a candidate who has just announced to run for the 30th senatorial district here in the state as a Democrat. Justin Potter of Kent just announced, and he probably will be running against the incumbent, Stephen Harding, of Brookfield, who was elected in 2022, and he is the minority leader at, now in the legislature, in the House. So Justin has his work cut out for him. He is a very vocal proponent for affordable housing. He serves on the Kent as president of the Kent Affordable Housing Group and believes that so many of the issues that face the area are a result of the lack of affordable housing. Declining enrollment in schools, and businesses having trouble hiring. There's so much that stems from that. So he just announced and will be campaigning, and we'll be watching that with interest.
And that election is November, yes?
That election is November, correct. So he needs
still
to
got a little bit of time, even though it's compressed.
But yeah, there's time, but starting early already. So we'll see.
And who's the incumbent again?
Stephen Harding is the Republican, and he was in the House originally, and now he took Craig Minor's place in the Senate. So we'll be watching that race with a lot of interest. There hasn't been a Democratic senator in that seat since 1978, so he is looking to make a change. And on Sunday, speaking of politics, Johanna Hayes was at in Cornwall for a fundraiser. Big crowd, big turnout for her. She obviously is the U.S. Congresswoman from the 5th District that represents the northwest corner as well as many other places in the western part of the state. She had a close race with George Logan, Republican, last time around, and it appears he will be her opponent once again. This is a very close race to watch because the National Republicans are very interested in turning this Democrat, so they're putting a lot of money into it and a lot of time and interest. So, and she only lost by about 2,000 votes last time. So this is one race that's on everybody's radar.
Okay.
And speaking of voting, the registrars in Salisbury, along with the Jane Ridgway, a registrar in Cornwall, held a meeting for the press this past week to explain early voting. This is the first time Connecticut will be using this process, and the first time will be on April 2nd. There's a presidential preference primary, and so the this group of registrars really are concerned about getting the word out so that people understand exactly how early voting works. For the primary, there will be 4 days prior to it where people can cast their ballots.
And where do they do that?
They will be all at their polling places.
Okay.
So, and in Region 1, that's town halls. Every town hall will be open for 4 days prior to the vote.
From when to when? Is it like the full hit?
It's March 26th, 27th. It's Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Monday?
Or, no, it's, it skips Friday and then goes to Saturday. That's Good Friday, whatever that date is.
Okay, March, well, Good Friday, I think, is the 24th.
Yeah,
no,
somewhere
that's
in there.
It's the 22nd.
So people will be, as I say, the registrars were very interested in getting the word out. So There's a story in the Republican to give some ideas. If you have any questions, town clerks, registrars can answer those questions. So.
I have questions, and the first thing I'm going to say is it's the 20. Good Friday is the 29th, so
okay,
forget everything that I said.
The
second question is that the town halls will be open just as usual, even though they would.
That is correct, okay. And that's in some towns. It's going to cause a little bit of in Falls Village,
for example,
they're going to cordon off a part of the big room, so there will be officials still working and people coming to vote. So
Okay. They're
going to have to be creative. In other towns, they have more space. They can block off some areas where these early voting can take place.
Okay.
So, yes, that's questions of space, absolutely. Early voting is March 26th to the 28th and March 30th. So, and as you said, the 29th is Good Friday. It will not be then, but they will be those days.
And then no voting on the Monday, and then the election is on Tuesday.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
And there's also a question of absentee ballots. And
Are there absentees? Or?
Yep, yes, there will be absentee ballots available. And again, I think by March 12th, I think she said. But again, all this information can be had by calling your town clerks. Registrars are not always there. You know, they're so part-time, but
right.
Town clerks have set hours so they can help you better. But that's a big issue. First time there are four states.
How many voters in this entire region? And I'm sorry to sound like an old person. You can't do it on a Tuesday?
Oh, yeah. You can certainly do it on a Tuesday.
No. You know what I mean. I just look, when I was in school, Election Day was Election Day. And it was a big deal, and you went on Election Day. And actually, as kids, we kind of looked forward to being able to, it was great to have a day off school because we lived in a place where the school was a polling place. But it was also, it was an event.
Yeah.
This is the presidential preference primaries we're talking about.
Right.
Right.
Does this affect the local primaries later in August, do you know?
If there are primaries for the state,
yeah,
in August, yeah,
yeah, for the locals, and then as well the general election,
and as well, correct,
okay.
They're not sure of August yet whether there will be, but yes, from now on, Connecticut was one of four states that didn't have early voting, and now there are three left: Mississippi, Alabama, and New Hampshire.
Okay,
interesting, yeah. Interesting little tidbit that happened this week was the announcement that Nuvance Healthcare, which runs Sharon Hospital, is planning to merge with Northwell Health.
Which was originally Long Island Jewish.
Yeah, exactly. It's housed in New Hyde Park, New York, and huge network. Nuvance Northwell is the largest healthcare provider with 21 hospitals, 900 outpatient facilities, and more than 12,000 affiliated physicians, and has 85,000 employees.
Mm-hmm.
So Nuvance, which covers, as I said, Sharon, as well as New Milford, Danbury, Norwalk, Poughkeepsie, Vassar. So
it's going to get even bigger.
Vassar
is already Northwell, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
Did you say Vassar?
Vassar is Nuvance.
But Vassar's already Northwell.
Not that I know of.
No, it's Nuvance.
Yeah, still Nuvance.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I understand. I was pretty sure that one of those down there is Northwell already. Very close.
Okay, well, Nuvance is still...
Maybe it was a different thing.
It's going to create just a bigger...
Well, well, though, this has to have approval from both states before this can happen.
Yeah, There's got to be regulatory approval, correct.
I'm assuming there will be, and I don't know, I can't say this for sure because this is such a new story, there will be public information meetings, I would suspect, or even public hearings.
That's a health question, essence.
There'll be public hearings.
I would think that they'd have to go through, you know, OHS or whatever.
Yeah.
It's not, there's no money involved, you know, it's just a merger on paper. So we'll following that along, too. But, of course, you know, Nuvance has been in the news up here for a long time with the Labor and Delivery Department, so we'll be watching. Let me see. Okay. Yesterday we had a dedication in Kent for dedicating a room in honor of Maureen Brady, the large meeting room upstairs. Maureen was the first woman to hold the top office as first selectman in Kent several years ago and did a lot to, she was really instrumental in getting the new town hall, which is not so new anymore, built. So they're going to have a dedication ceremony. They did have a dedication ceremony for her yesterday. The cemetery ordinance in Kent passed at a special town at a town meeting. It was pretty well. It was unanimous. That means that the cemeteries will now be overseen by a town-run committee rather than a private association. They'll be hiring a sexton and somebody who will oversee the physical. Six cemeteries at this point. They may add some more later on, but at this point, that's there are six. They had the Beauty and the Beast is coming up. The Housatonic Musical Society, Musical Theater Society, is putting it on the next weekend, the 14th, 15th, and 16th. They had an adorable tea time at the Falls Village Fire Department on Saturday with all these little girls dressed as princesses meeting the cast of the show and having tea and cupcakes and all sorts of things. I would promote going. I understand the show is fabulous. Some snippets were played at various schools around the region last week, and the critical review is rave reviews.
Oh, great.
So there are still some tickets available. On Saturday, as with the start of every spring, the Mad Gardener Symposium was held at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, and all the gardeners came out. They had speakers and craft people and big crowd. It's always the start of the planting season, and you could just feel it in the air. People are ready to get their hands dirty. So always a good show.
Well, our meteorologist today mentioned the S word for the weekend, so beware. In like a lamb and out like a lion.
But he also talked about a mix in higher elevations.
We're not even mentioning that. The Hunt Library's got a photo display coming up of old photos. It sounds fabulous from the collection of Mabel Halloway, who had a long-time photographer who captured images of the town way back when, and that's going to have speakers, and that sounds like it's going to be really fun. That's coming up later in March. Take a look at Hunt's website to find out all the details. That's what's going on.
Well, you answered the question.
Yeah.
You did a really good job at it. So, have a brilliant week, and we'll do this again soon.
Like very good. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, Ruth Epstein, Republican American. What's going on out there, Ruth?